Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song. This week, Helen Brown has written about Yuyu Muwite Aruko, which was renamed Sukiyaki. I'm Griselda Murray Brown. In June 1963, a Japanese pop song soared to the top of America's Billboard Hot 100 chart. More than 50 years later, the song, Sukiyaki, remains the only Japanese song to have done so. It's ironic that its lyricist, Roksuke A, wrote it partly as a lament over the Japanese government's capitulation to a treaty which extended the status of American bases in Japan. Born in 1933 and raised in the grounds of a Buddhist temple, A was evacuated to the countryside during World War II. This informed his passionate, lifelong support of pacifism. A was a popular radio personality right up until his death last summer, at the age of 83. He defended Article 9 of the Japanese Constitution, which outlawed war as a means to settle international disputes, in 1947. He also condemned a recent campaign to revise it. In the late 1950s, A teamed up with the piano prodigy Nakamura Hachidai, who had been turned onto jazz by US military radio. Both young men were part of a new generation who were bored by the sentimental and formulaic Mudo Kayo songs. These songs had been popular with people drowning their post-war sorrows in Japan's blue-collar bars. Hachidai wrote alternatively light, free, danceable melodies, and A used vernacular lyrics. Together, they revolutionized Japanese pop. Despite A's commitment to leftist causes, the catchy hits he wrote with Hachidai were part of a fluffy, escapist cultural movement that targeted the new and aspirational urban middle classes. Translating roughly as, "I look up to stop my tears from falling down," Yuyu Muwite Aruko reflects I's determination to remain optimistic for his newborn son. At the time, Japan faced political events that included the US treaty, the death of a student on a protest march, and the assassination of a socialist leader live on TV, whose killer was a samurai sword-wielding right-wing teenager. When Yuyu Muwite Aruko was premiered live in August 1961, A was upset that the 19-year-old rockabilly singer, Kyu Sakamoto, bopped glibly through his profound expressions of hitteri bocchi, which translates roughly as loneliness. But the song was an instant earworm. In 1962, the British record executive, Louis Benjamin, snapped it up for the jazzman Kenny Ball's Dixieland band while on a visit to Tokyo. Benjamin somewhat disrespectfully rechristened the song because he suspected that the original title was too difficult for Western audiences. He renamed it Sukiyaki after his favourite Japanese beef stew. Soon American DJs caught on to the original record, and Q's version became an international bestseller, though it kept its title, Sukiyaki. John Taylor, an American critic writing for the BBC on the song's 50th anniversary, explains that its popularity marked a turning point for his countrymen. He says that Americans, quote, "began to see the Japanese people not just as a former enemy or some mysterious exotic race, but as a people with feelings no different from their own and capable of expressing beautiful, tender emotions. Covers of Sukiyaki soon blossomed in many languages. In 1963, the vocal trio from Brazil, Trio Esperanza, released a Portuguese version, and the Indo-Dutch duo, the Blue Diamonds, sang it in German. The soul man, Jewel Akins, wrote the first English lyrics on his brassy song My First Lonely Night in 1966. But I can't hide all the moments of love we knew, memories of you, as I go through my first lonely night without you. The best-known English lyrics were written by the Californian disco duo A Taste of Honey, who turned the song into a breakup ballad in 1980. The duo singer, Janice Marie Johnson, was heartbroken herself when she recorded the song, and she credits it with, quote, teaching me you can't cry and sing at the same time. It was A Taste of Honey's version of the song that infiltrated early hip-hop. Sung by the London-born Slick Rick on the dexterous and misogynist song Lardy Dardy in 1985, and by Snoop Dogg on his 1993 tribute Lodi Dodi. Here's Snoop Dogg.
Was I to do? She's crying over me and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye. And here comes your mother with those two little guys.
In 2015, the X Factor runner-up Olly Murs gave Sukiyaki a nasal, naughty spin, complete with whistling and fresh lyrics by Yoko Ono, and he renamed it Look at the Sky. The most poignant recent rendition of the song came from Diana Yukawa, a British-born violinist whose father was killed in a plane crash in 1985 before she was born. In 2000, aged just 15, she played Sukiyaki on the mountain where Japan Airlines Flight 123 hit the ground after 32 minutes of worsening technical failures, during which some passengers had time to scribble final words to their loved ones. 520 people were killed. Also among the dead was the song's original singer, Q Sakamoto.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.